Hello?
Hello, we're calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
What's the what?
What is the year of your birth?
1980.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
White.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
How satisfied would you say are you with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 means you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0 means you are not at all likely to vote.
10.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
4.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Now I'm going to read you a list. You can select 2 of the ones that I say. 1, voting rights and democracy. 2, criminal justice reform, police violence. 3, crime and violence. 4, jobs and the economy. 5, cost of living and the inflation. 6, racism and discrimination. 7, Israel-Palestine conflict. 8, healthcare. 9, abortion. 10, teaching history in schools. 11, immigration. 12, climate change. Or 13, student loan forgiveness.
Cost of living and abortion.
Thank you. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people in some groups on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, you're neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. J.D. Vance?
8.
Joe Biden?
Jill or Joe?
Joe Biden.
4.
Donald Trump?
7.
Kamala Harris?
5.
Project 2025?
No answer.
I'm sorry, but can you please rate on a scale of 0 to 10?
Zero. I don't even know what I don't even know what Project 2025 is, so I don't have an opinion. I don't have a response.
Oh, you can indicate if you've never heard of it as well. That's no problem.
Never heard of it. I've heard of it. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Two.
Congressional Black Caucus?
Five.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party, or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Trump.
And how certain are you that you will vote for Donald Trump? Very, somewhat, not too certain, or not at all?
Very.
And if the November 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
This is for what, a candidate for Congress?
Yes.
Republican.
Thank you. What do you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
To Black Americans?
Yes.
Shoot, I don't know. Put me somewhere in the middle. I don't know.
The choices are all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few, or none.
Probably a few.
Thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
No difference.
Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidates and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidates to keep them out of the office?
I would vote for a preferred candidate.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats and for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means that it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote for Democrats in Congress. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Statement 1. Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating fair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in the pockets of Black Americans.
That's such a long statement, I forgot what I'm even supposed to vote for. So, I'm gonna move on from this thing. I'm almost home anyway, so I gotta go, but...
Would it be okay if we called you back at a later time?
What, to finish this out?
Yes.
Sure.
Thank you. What time would work best for you?
I have no idea. No time actually ever works. I just happen to answer the phone.
okay. Are you...
I mean, try again whenever. Try again whenever. Give it your best shot.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.